MLM Nation, episode 687.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
If you love this show, you're going to love my daily pep talk. It's free for everyone. It's a quick 2-3 minute motivation every single day at 8:25 a.m. to get you going. You can catch it live. You can catch it recorded on my Instagram channel or on my Simon Chan. It's free for everyone. Hey, I'm here to motivate you and pump you up. And I look forward to seeing you on my daily pep talk. MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan. I'm excited and fired up for our special guest today, Peter Greenlaw. Hey, Peter, are you ready to make it happen?
I sure am. I'm so excited to be here.
Hey, I'm telling you, MLM Nation, I was a little nervous because this is a little bit different. We have someone that's made over $30 million in lifetime commissions in a totally unconventional way of building that we're marketing. So this is an episode. Probably open your eyes and really give maybe some ideas on someone who's really making it happen. So for those who don't know Peter Greenlaw, let me give you a brief background. He has been an entrepreneur for over 30 plus years and got started in network marketing long, long time ago, definitely over 18 years ago. He's going to share about how he got started. Peter is an author, been featured in numerous TV shows such as Fox 5, Washington, D.C. Morning Show, and also co-authored multiple books. He's also conducted more than 1,500 lectures around the world. He's also been a featured speaker at Autism One Conference in May 2014-2015, and also a frequent speaker at the CEO Club of New York City. Peter, like I said, used a very unconventional approach and built a multiple million-dollar network marketing business that still pays him seven figures residual to this day. He has earned over $30 million in lifetime commissions. Anyway, Peter, it is an honor to have you on the show. Why don't you take us back in time? How did someone like you, an entrepreneur, what was your background, and how did you discover network marketing?
Well, it really starts with I had a personal health crisis. I walked into my doctor's office 18 years ago, and he said, if you don't do something radically different today, he said, I'd give you about 18 months to live. My cholesterol was 400. My heart attack risk was 85 out of 100, and I was 40 pounds overweight. And a friend of mine, one of my customers in my former life, who had been a professional football, actually played for the Oakland Raiders, was the one that turned me on to a brand new concept about detoxification and whatever. Because you see, I'd already done 8 weeks of diet, exercise, and Lipitor. I lost about 8 pounds, but my cholesterol, 400, only came down 20 points. I was really desperate, okay? So it really had nothing to do with network marketing. It had to do with, could I find something that was going to help me? Because, and I'm not against medicine, okay? Don't hear me say that. But what I was doing wasn't working, at least for me. I would never tell someone not to take things, but for me, it wasn't working. So I'll make a long story real short. So I really I listened to this friend and I went on this protocol and ended up, it took me 2 months to lose 8 pounds, but my cholesterol didn't come down. I go on this protocol. I lost 8 pounds in 48 hours, 12 pounds in 9 days, 20 pounds in 18 days, 30 pounds in a month, 40 pounds in about 7 weeks, and go in for my blood work. And my doctor says to me, how much Lipitor you take? And I said, I haven't touched it in 2 months. He said, we need to retest you. I go, why? Why? My cholesterol had gone from 400 to 120. My heart attack risk from 85 to 15, and I lost 40 pounds. And I said to myself, if this is real, it's going to change the world. Now, I had no idea how I was going to play a part in that. And then I was invited by another doctor friend of mine to attend a meeting with 20 doctors. And they just wanted me basically to tell my story about, you know, what had happened to me. And the man that had invented this said, listen, I know I've invented something that's going to change the world, and we need someone like you to tell the world about it. And I go, well, that's great. I don't even know what a calorie is. And he said, we'll teach you. So it really started sort of backwards. In other words, I had no inclination. I had my own business for more than 25 years. I was doing really well. I wasn't looking for a business. But the business kind of came looking for me, which was 100% based on my results. I didn't even know what, you know, residual. I still today, I don't even ever talk about residual income or anything like that. It doesn't mean anything to people. It's a foreign concept. But what I got was the fact that if I was going to refer people, I could earn referral bonuses. And I thought in the beginning, honestly, you know, I remember I was making like $200 a week, and I thought that's you know, 10 grand a year. That's a couple of vacations for my family. That's how I looked at it. But as I began to do the research and as I began to meet literally, and I'm proud to say, this is an honor for myself, I'm not the expert, but I became an expert on the experts. And I, as I shared with you before, I've worked with some of the top oncologists, medical doctors, nutritional chemists, and molecular biologists in the entire world. So I'm not the expert, but I became an expert on the experts. And everything I've done has been based on really a couple simple philosophies. Number one, you had to have a result. You had to have a life-changing result. That's how I built this, based on results, not hype, not like you two can have a sailboat and drive a Ferrari and all that. I mean, that's all cool, but how do you make that happen? And I made it happen one person at a time simply by showing them what I had done. And I basically was this. I showed people, I taught people how to detox. And then I taught others how to teach people how to detox. And that's how it just exploded. I mean, it just went nuts. And let's face it. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you think the greatest threat facing mankind since the dawn of time today is? It's not COVID, by the way. What do you think it is?
I would say it's the introduction of a lot of new chemicals in our environment, whether it's our food, the air we breathe, or even the products that we use, or even like the microphone I'm speaking to, the plastics.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great answer. But the outcome of those is what? Obesity. You know, shameless plug for me. This is my first book, Why Diets Are Failing Us. I wrote it 11 years ago. It was a bestseller. And I proved that dieting was the stupidest thing that anybody could do because the enemy was not calories. To your point, the enemy is toxins. And what I discovered was through meeting these world-class experts that now we were ingesting all these chemicals, including plastics, and we were storing them in our fat cells. And even someone like yourself that's in really great shape, if we took an MRI of you, you wouldn't like what you'd see inside because around your brain, your kidney, your liver, your pancreas, you'd see this white halo of this toxic fat. We now know in clinical studies that diets, the only thing that happens on a diet, you lose muscle mass, you lose water, and the most damaging thing, you slow the metabolism down. And I've looked at the research, name a diet, Mediterranean, paleo, keto, whatever. The key success now in the world we live in today is not dieting. It's about detoxification. That saved my life as far as I'm concerned. And the passion that drove me to success was seeing person after person after person having these life-changing results. And what I did by working with these world-class experts, we kind of went backwards. In other words, they told me, they said, these are the things you must, if you want to optimize your quality of life, you have to find these ingredients. Can you find a fulfillment company or companies that meet that criteria? So it was kind of ironic that when I first started, I didn't know what a calorie was. But as I began to do the research, I really began to understand what was missing. You know, and unfortunately, all these other things, they've now been proven, all these diets, all these exercise programs, all these supplements have zero impact on removing toxins from the body. But this combination of very specific ingredients has now been proven in 5 peer-reviewed clinical studies that it does remove toxins from the body. We have an expression in my group. We say, just give us 4 days. Because most people, I know this sounds insane, will lose as much weight in 4 days as in 8 weeks of diet and exercise. This is not a commercial because you got to understand, here's the best way to think about it. So what I did, it's like, say you and I were going to build a house. We're going to build a spec house. So we pour the foundation, we call Home Depot, we call Lowe's, we call the lumberyard. They deliver the plywood and the 2x4s and the roof trusses. Okay, that sounds good. But without a blueprint, it's useless. You can't build a house. So what I did with these world-class experts, it wasn't just they taught me what to go and look for in terms of a list, like a recipe in a sense, but they said, this is how you do it. One of the people I work with is the top nutritional researcher in the world, and he helped me put together a schedule on, you know, it's regular food plus these very specific elements, but in a very specific way. We call it the blueprint for success. And honestly, the thing, it has taken on a life of its own. Just in the last 18 years, we've helped, you ready for this, in my group, more than 500,000 people.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really awesome. That's purpose driven.
But it all started with me and my story. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you how I got my first person. So in my old business, my CPA, and it was after I'd been on the detox for just a couple of days. He calls me up. His name was Larry. He says, "Peter, how you doing?" Without even thinking, I said, "How am I doing?" I said, and he knew that I'd been struggling with, you know, my health issues and weight and all that. And I said, "How am I doing?" I said, "I just lost 8 pounds in 48 hours and I feel amazing." You know what he said? He said, "I don't give a damn what it is. Get over here. I want to order it." That was my first customer. It was completely unintended. And then, of course, he had great results. And so the whole thing, instead of dealing with hype, instead of dealing with, because here's the thing, and I don't mean to discredit anybody else, because if you can do this, great. But I've never seen another company in this industry that has peer-reviewed clinical studies. That's very important. Not white papers, not studies that they did. Peer-reviewed, that's the highest thing in medicine. And I go by science. I've become this mad researcher now, right? I've written 4 books and done 1,500 lectures and been on the biggest TV shows in America. But I just come with science. And I go, science has no emotion. It doesn't lie. It just is. So it's a no-brainer. When you have the biggest pandemic facing mankind ever, which is obesity, that's being driven by a medical syndrome that I discovered, and I have a registered trademark with the U.S. Patent Office. It's called the TDOS syndrome. It stands for toxicity, nutritional deficiency, being overweight, and stress. And here's the thing. Every living, breathing person in the world has the TDOS syndrome. So when I have a conversation with someone, I say, "Hey, what do you do?" I say, "Hey, have you ever heard of the TDOS syndrome?" You see, that opens up a completely different conversation. And it was ironic that you mentioned plastics. You know, right now, to give you an idea, I think I have one here. I'll show you something that will blow your mind, okay? We are all, as human beings, we're eating. Can you see this?
Yep.
We're eating the equivalent of one of these credit cards in plastic per week. They're now finding plastic in raindrops. They're finding plastic at the top of the Andes and the Himalayas and the Pyrenees and the Rockies. I mean, this is out of control. And in scientific, the very first thing you have to learn in scientific research, unless you understand the magnitude of a problem, you can't come up with a solution. So all we did is we allowed the results to speak for themselves. You can imagine, when you have a woman and she loses as much weight in 4 days as in 8 weeks, she's going to tell all her girlfriends. So we never push, pull, convince. We simply make people aware of what's possible. And so, then we show them how to do that. And that's how we built this thing.
TDOS stands for toxicity, deficiency.
Deficiency, overweight, and stress.
Overweight and stress, right? Yeah. And we'll put all these listeners, we'll put all these in the show notes stuff so you can research and learn more.
Sure,
so I had a question. Did you come up with this program first and then found the products, or someone introduced you to products, the network marketing products first, and then the program came? What came first?
The other part of it, he played for the Oakland Raiders and he'd lost like 50 pounds on this, okay? Although weight loss wasn't necessarily my goal, I was just trying to look. And I told him at the time, I said, "Look, I want nothing to do with network marketing. I don't care about that." I said, "But I would eat road tar if it'll help me, because conventionally, nothing's working." Then, ironically, what happened when I started to do the research and met these world-class people, they said, "Look for these specific," I call them elements, not even ingredients. And it just so happened by chance, the company that he turned me on to met all that criteria. As a matter of fact, some of the outcomes were actually discovered by one of my colleagues. We wrote a book. It's not a trick title. I've got it here. Shameless plug for me again. Look, see this book, Your Third Brain, not a trick title. I wrote it with Dr. Marco Ruggiero, probably the top oncologist in the world and a molecular biologist. And he taught me things about how to prepare the elements in a way that was life-changing. It had nothing to do with the company. See, everything I've done has really been sort of like, okay, I'm the researcher. This is what we found. This is why it works. And I even give people in my books, I give them generic recipes. I say, go down to the health food store. If you can find this and this and this and this, put them together and the same thing will happen. but I've never found anything that met all that criteria. So it was kind of backwards, right? It was like I was doing this and all I knew is it changed my life. And then the guy that invented it said, you know, I need someone like you. And honestly, I didn't know what a calorie was. And then I became neurotically curious. I mean, I became obsessed with learning. I mean, I've read over 500 books. I've done over 10,000 hours of research. I've flown 2 million miles just on United Airlines to meet world. I've been to China. I've been all across North America, Canada, the 1,500 lectures that I did. I did 20 shows on PBS because I was kind of the canary in the coal mine. And I look at it this way. This will probably horrify some of your listeners, but I don't do network marketing. That's how I get paid. But that's not what I do.
Right.
What I do is I teach people how to change their lives. And I can't stop them from sharing that. And that's how we built this. That's how I've made more than $30 million.
So in a nutshell, right, I'm just going to break it down to like really layman's terms. It's like you speak about your experiences, about this program you have. And people probably say, hey, Peter, I want to try this out. What is it? They become customers, right?
Yeah. My lectures today are primarily where they were before COVID, were primarily about making them aware of the TDOS syndrome because that's such a huge deal.
Right.
Because you, me, every person has it. So it's even bigger than weight loss, okay? Every living, breathing person has it. But the thing is that before this program is the only thing that's ever been proven scientifically to remove toxins from the body, to absolutely lower weight, lower stress, and obviously it's caused by, see, here's the simple way to explain it, okay? Our food today is calorically dense and nutritionally bankrupt. So what you must find is the reverse of that. You've got to find something that's nutritionally dense and calorically bankrupt. And here's the thing, people say, well, I eat organic. Well, 200 studies prove organic nutritionally is no different than regular food. The point is, again, in all my writings, all my books, I never mention the name of a company because that's not what's important. They're like Home Depot or Lowe's. Like Home Depot and Lowe's, they didn't make the plywood. They don't make the 2x4s. They sell them.
Right.
Although the man who invented this was a chemist and invented this, you know, more than 20 years ago. But the key was I was just in the right place at the right time. And I found that people were looking for me much harder than I was looking for them. You know, I can tell you, my first lecture was in Santa Monica at a doctor's office. There were two people in the audience, two. And I came out boldly and I said, hey, I've come for one reason tonight. And they said, what's that? And I said, I'm going to change the world. Well, after they stopped laughing and I did my lecture, which I, you know, was just basically explaining to them about what I discovered about the reason that diets don't work and we're sick and tired and stressed out and can't sleep at night is we're accumulating these chemicals in our body. Well, after my lecture, they came up and they said, oh my God, I wish my dad, my brother, my uncle had been there. So I came back. So the biggest one I've ever done, I did the Anaheim Convention Center with 10,000 people. Although I did some really big ones in China as well, but not quite that big.
Okay.
And again, my message has just been this.
Yeah.
In order to change the world, I have one purpose, and that's to make the world aware of the problem, which is TDOS, and what you can do about it, but regular exercise, diets, nutrition program, supplements don't even dent it. And if you look at science, what did they do with COVID? They first had to identify how does the damn thing spread, et cetera. That's how they came up with the vaccine. But if they couldn't do that, you wouldn't have a vaccine today. So think about it. What did I discover? That there was this interconnectivity between toxicity driven by nutritional deficiency. Let me give you three quick examples of deficiency. If we took an apple from 30 years ago today, you'd have to eat 8 apples to equal one. A bowl of spinach from 1953, Cornell University in New York did a study, and they estimate from 1953 to today, the nutritional value of spinach has decreased, you ready for this? By 4,300%. So the whole concept of eating healthy, you see, and I have nothing against, you know, people can take supplements, they can do whatever. But you understand they're taking a round peg, trying to put it in a square hole.
Yeah.
Because unless you can attack TDOS, all bets are off.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to the network marketing side. So, something I shared on the show all the time is like leaders, influencers, you always get paid for the value you contribute to the marketplace, right? So Peter's taking a different approach here, but he's providing tremendous value. He's seeing a need in society. He has his TDOS program that's helping people get results, and he's speaking. And when you provide value, you become an influencer. I mean, every influencer, any authority is providing value. You're providing tremendous value, education. So people coming to you, they get started with the products, right? And eventually, how does it work? They just refer, and then someone trains them? Because
here's what we talked to them about. Let's just say you went on it, and we can do it after 4 days, because honest to God, people really are losing as much weight in 4 days if weight loss is their goal.
Yeah.
But I also work with professional athletes and people that are in incredible shape, triathletes and marathoners. And they also have these, they think, is this legal? Is this a steroid? But it's simply just a matter of empowering the body's own built-in detox system to remove the toxins from the body. So the way it works is this. When someone has let's say it was day five. We love day five because that's after their first 4 days. And so I would say to you, listen, you've had incredible results. What if I could show you a way that you could leverage your success, your story, and you could eat for free? Would that be of interest to you? That's our approach. And then we talk, and then we explain it this way, which is really true. This will be advice for all these networkers out there. Forget residual income. Forget any of that. What companies really, and they're waking up today. I just got the last 2 weeks, I've gotten every week a notice from Capital One. They want to pay me a referral bonus to refer someone.
Yeah.
That's all these companies are doing, because the most expensive thing in business is customer acquisition. So what happens? The company pays you to get them a customer. And then they pay you not just for that initial introduction, but then on long-term consumption. That's where I've made most of my money, has been long-term consumption. Because people, they don't just go on this for 30 days or 60 days. I mean, I got people who've been on this for 18 years. Because once you get them feeling in a way they've never felt before in their lives, well, you know, I tell people this. I would tell you the same thing. Don't know how bad you feel until you realize how good you could feel. And unless you can attack TDOS, all bets are off. I don't care if you're a marathoner, a CrossFitter, super athlete. It doesn't matter. Everybody has TDOS. So the way it's grown has been, we show them the result. And here's the thing. Unfortunately, the way that this fulfillment company I use, they give people two options. Either if they refer someone, let's say they don't want to do nothing, they don't want to do anything. They give them a discount coupon on the next purchase. Brilliant. That's brilliant. Or if they want to make actual cash, then okay, that's another option. But you have to understand the reason why do we say 4 days? Because when they stand on that scale on the fifth morning, they have a reason to believe that this is real. That's what's made it so successful. Without those results, I wouldn't have been able to do this. Because my own results, all I did was mirror what had happened to me, right? I just explained that to you. That's all I did. Yeah. I never sold someone. You could have a sailboat and a Ferrari and a $10 million house. No. That's the thing that always sort of bothered me in one sense about network marketing. That so many people, they think network marketing is the product. It's not. That simply is how we get paid. At least that's my view.
Right.
As a researcher and as a scientist. But I'd say, I think it's kind of worked pretty well, hasn't it? Yeah. $30 million.
So who actually trains the people? Is that just from the company trainings, your upline trainings that get plugged in?
Let me explain something. The company is just the fulfillment company. For us, they're Lowe's or Home Depot or the lumberyard. We provide the blueprint for success.
Got it.
We literally teach people how to get the best result. It's that simple.
That's
how it works. So we say we teach people how to detox, but more importantly, we teach others. So we call them coaches. That's really what they are. Because they're explaining to people. For example, we've developed over the years recommended food lists and recipes that have nothing to do with the fulfillment company, but they're part of the blueprint. We're literally reteaching people. But we say to them this, and I would say this to you. What if everything you thought you knew about food, nutrition, and exercise was completely wrong? Because it is. So we teach people how to explain that. We don't sell people. We don't convince them. We just make them aware of, like, you know, you're eating a credit card per week in plastic. You think that's good for you? I mean, you've got to understand, when I started, you know, more than 18 years ago, there'd never been a study done on a human being that they were storing chemicals inside of them. The researchers I worked with were speculating, but it wasn't until late 2005, early 2006, Mount Sinai Medical School did the first study in New York and found that we were storing these chemicals in our bodies, in our fat cells, which is, again, the major reason why diets can't possibly work. I mean, you know, right now we've got 75% of America overweight and 42% are obese, and worldwide it's 2.2 billion people overweight. And you can't turn on TV without seeing a diet ad, Maria, whoever it is, but they don't work. In the long run, absolutely do not work.
Hey,
it's a great business. It fails 98% of the time, and they still are going, you know? It's just because people are so desperate. My God, they'll do gastric bypass.
Yeah.
Do sleeves. I had a woman, a nurse, she swallowed a balloon. I mean, really? Are we that nuts? I guess so.
We're going to shift gears a little bit as we go towards the end of the show. And we're going to put all this info you want to learn more about Peter. We'll put it on the website, mlnation.com, on the show notes page. Definitely follow Peter. Check out his books. But overall, in general, you've been an entrepreneur for so long. You've got an incredible program. You've had a lot of success. How important is consistency to success?
I'll tell you the best lesson I learned, okay? I'm working harder today than I was 18 years ago. This whole concept of you can build this thing and live on a beach, that's fake. I mean, I've never seen it. So the idea, the consistency of every day doing it over and over and over again. Now, again, I've gotten better, right? Because I've learned a lot more. I'm better at. So what I've done, I've condensed how much a coach would need to know in order to be effective. So, but every day, but I primarily work now more with my coaches. Okay. So I do a lot of Zoom calls for people on my team because, you know, I guess I'm the expert, I'm the researcher. And they leverage that. They say that they work with, you know, and the fact I've written 4 books that have all been bestsellers and I've worked with some of these top people, it gives me tremendous credibility. But again, they're able to rely on the fact that I'm not the expert, but I just saved them 18 years of study. They don't have to read 500 books and spend 10,000 hours. But the consistency, I mean, I do research every single day, okay? I mean, I started at 8 a.m. this morning, you know, on the East Coast. And the thing for me that's propelled me, believe it or not, it's not the money. I look at every dollar I've made as a life that has been changed forever. You cannot believe the stories that I could tell you about what I've seen. In you know, you mentioned that. I do a lot with autistic children. I work with Down syndrome. I work with a lot with ADD. I work with a lot of, and we're not curing or treating or, you know, preventing any diseases. It's real simple. If you can figure out a way to detox your body, you're going to be healthier. This is not up for debate. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we've done. But the consistency, I can't even tell you how important it is. And because I have people on my team, they go, well, do you think that I can be as successful as you? And I said, here's the deal. And this is my motto. A lot of people say, well, I'm doing my best. I said, you're never going to be successful. What are you talking about? You have to do what's required as long as it's legal, you know, ethical and moral. Okay. And what I'm saying is, but I say they don't have to spend 18 years. They don't have to read 500. You know, I just say, look, this is the blueprint. This is all you need to do. And that blueprint, which is, it's not just printed, but I actually do like videos within it. As a matter of fact, I created 30 days of videos with these world-class experts. We come on, and when someone starts day one, I'm on with the experts saying, okay, this is why this is doing what it's doing. So I don't rely on myself, but I rely on my association with these world-class leaders. The company has nothing to do with this because this is way outside their box. All I want to do, supply, be the fulfillment company. And thank God I found one that met all this criteria. Now, there are other things that I use as well that are outside of network marketing. Let's say with an autistic child or whatever, there are certainly other things that we use. But we look at this as the foundation. And then, you know, because you do need 2x4s and you do need plywood and you need roof trusses. And you know what I'm saying? So we use multiple, and I don't get paid
on purpose, I don't get paid by any of those outside, because I don't want people to think I'm not a huckster. That's not what I do. I give people real knowledge with real science, with proven, backed by peer-reviewed clinical studies, that what is happening to you is nothing short of amazing. That's how I've been so successful. So I'm not really, I'm not
a network marketer. I don't know how to do that. As a matter of fact, I probably couldn't even tell you how the referral bonuses work. But that doesn't matter, right? I don't teach that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned building the business just to live on a beach is false and hype. And I think I want to add to that, if you are that type of person that wants to build it once and live on a beach, you're never going to be successful, right? Because like, I'm getting up early every day. You say you get up at like, what, 8 a.m. and you're out in mountain.
No. I get up at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, because you're doing stuff at 8 a.m. Eastern when you're in the time zone where you're getting up at 5 a.m. I'm getting it. So it's kind of like having that, you got to be that successful person before you have that success.
Well, it's just doing what's required.
Yeah.
It's doing what's required. I mean, that's the bottom line. And look, all I can tell you is this, that I really believe, and my doctors tell me, we've never as a society, as a world, we've never faced anything like this obesity epidemic. You know what the latest projections are? Listen to this. Within 15 years, they estimate 100% of America is going to be overweight and 1 in 3 adults will be a diabetic. Hmm. How the hell are we going to deal with that? And I think you'd agree with me. We have more diets and exercise program and gurus than ever before.
Right.
But they're chasing smoke. They're basically, when they go on a diet, they're smoking hope dope. Not because Peter Greenlaw says so, because now the scientists, and they admitted everything we thought we knew about food, nutrition, exercise, diets was totally wrong. That's pretty astounding when you think about it.
Yeah.
But go to Walmart, go to Kmart, go to, I mean, you see it. My God, we're exploding as a nation. And now it's affecting young. Do you know we have kids as young as 10 on high blood pressure medication? You think that's normal? Isn't that just crazy?
Yeah.
If you want something new and different, go check out this group, Purpose Driven Networkers. It's the only group where you get to prospect with myself and other top leaders at least 15 times a week. You also get accountability. And if you're stuck and not sure how to reply back to prospects, then you get to send me screenshots of your conversations and I'll guide you on what to say. You also get access to over 180 different trainings that should teach you everything from building your business on Instagram to prospecting LinkedIn to even more traditional methods of building, such as doing home meetings or coffee shop meetings. It also has a 5-step program that help you get your next customer or rep within 28 days. And most people get a lot quicker than that. No other group in network marketing can give you this type of training, coaching, and accountability combined. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level, go check it out at PurposeDrivenNetworkers.com. Again, that's www.PurposeDrivenNetworkers.com.
Hey, thank you so much for sharing. We got to wrap up. As we go to the end of the show, some really quick questions to pick your brain, Peter. And these can be quick, one sentence, really quick.
Okay.
The first one is, what is one of your success quotes that motivates you?
That 100% you have to do what's required.
What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
Consistently being curious and continuing to do research. That's what's made me so successful.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
The best piece of advice, at first I was intimidated because I wasn't a doctor. I didn't have a PhD after my name. And they said, you are at the frontier of what's happening. Nobody knows about this. So one great person said to me, if not you, who, Peter? Hmm. Because the research I was doing, basically, it didn't even exist. That was the best piece of advice I ever had. That I lost the fear factor that I realized I could read the same books that any doctor or Einstein could read. That wasn't limited because I didn't go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton and become a doctor or PhD. You know, I was a finance major. But I learned it.
What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say someone's interested in a program. Do you send out a video first? Do you send out like a PDF?
Yeah, okay. What do you use? So first, let's say someone's interested. All right. Say it's a phone call. I have two major television interviews that I did, one on ABC in Chicago, on Windy City, the number one daytime show in America. And then I have another one. The first one was on my first book, Why Diets Are Failing Us, okay? The second interview was on the TDAW syndrome, actually on a show in Los Angeles. And those, before we even talk to anybody, or more importantly, the people on my team, that's what they send out. It's not an infomercial. It's not from a company. It's just purely based on science. And I will tell you this, of the people that view those, 98% get started.
Sure.
Because remember, it's a television show. It's not an infomercial.
Yeah.
And the credibility of ABC or a network to be on there, I couldn't pay $100 million to create that same buzz.
What's your favorite app on your phone that's not a social media app?
Basically, on my phone, the only thing I use it for is answering and texting. Those app things, I have no idea how to use any of them, nor do I want to. I'm old school.
I love it. It's making it still works. Hey, aside from your books, and we'll put those links in the website, what are two or three other books that you could recommend?
One of the best ones is The 100-Year Lie by Randall Fitzgerald. Hmm. There's another one called Detoxify or Die by Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD. I also, one of my friends is Michael Pollan. He wrote a book called The Omnivore's Dilemma. Yep. Fantastic book. Those would be three of the, you know, I could give you 500, but we don't have enough time to do that.
I love the Michael Pollan books. I think he wrote Food Rules. That was a big life game changer for me when he wrote that a few years ago.
One other one that's really significant. One more. Salt, Sugar, and Fat is an incredible book.
Okay, I'll check that out.
How the food companies have addicted us.
Very interesting. I love that type of stuff. And here's the last question, Peter. The million-dollar question. You ready?
Yeah.
Imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. Your contact list was zero. You're kind of like an alien that went to another planet. But you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
I just did it in my life. I started at, you know, my kids' football games, my youth football. I just, because every time someone, I would always say, like, if it was you, I'd say, you know, hey, how are you doing today? Well, when I would say that, you would automatically, well, how are you doing? I'd say, how am I doing? I just lost 8 pounds in 48 hours. I lost 20 pounds in eight, whatever it was. That's how I did it. Mm. But again, it was based on my story that was incredible results. I could have never done it any other way. So it was easy to open a conversation. Of course, now today I say, you know, if we met and you'd say, what are you doing? I said, well, have you ever heard of the TDAW syndrome? Right away. What the heck is the TDAW syndrome? You see that? I'm not talking about supplements or nutrients. People want to do that. That's fine. But the TDAW syndrome, I'm telling you, that's what my team uses. And it's so easy to teach them because it's just those four concepts and everybody gets it, you know? And that's if I was starting again today, I wish I would have known about TDAWs. I might have made $40 million in the last 18 years because it's made it so much easier because people are so curious about it, right?
Yeah. Hey.
See, this whole thing about health and wellness is so overused. You know, it's just, it's like a worn out record. It's, you know, it's, what does it even mean? What does it even mean anymore? You know, because it's been so overused. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, thank you so much, Larry.
Peter.
Hold on. Edit out. Hey, thank you so much, Peter. I'm thinking Larry because your first sign up, first customer was Larry.
Yeah, right.
Hey, thank you so much, Peter. As we wrap up, do you have any, what's your last words or advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you and learn more about TDAWs and about your books?
I'll give them, which I do. I'll give out my personal email. That's the best way. Peter@GoCleanse.com. It's that simple. Peter@GoCleanse.com. They're certainly welcome to Google me or whatever. I've got 500,000 hits on my name and, you know, whatever. But if they want to contact me directly, email me and I will get back to them 100% for sure. Because I still view this as one at a time.
Any last words or advice?
You know, the main thing is that I really believe that in the world where I think that a lot of network marketing companies are going to literally offer things that we don't see in the mainstream. And in some sort of crazy way, I really believe that COVID has served to make people understand that good enough will never be good enough before. And we need help. Our food does not supply everything that we need. And that would be the greatest thing. I would say, you know, do some research and learn about this. And, you know, shameless plug for me, if nothing else, learn about the TDAW syndrome, because everybody has it.
Hey, ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you've been hanging out with Peter Greenlaw. So keep up the momentum and go to MLNation.com. Click on the podcast tab. Check out Peter's episode or the links to his books, the videos he talked about, his interviews. You can learn more about the TDAW system as well. It'll be right there. And definitely connect with him. His email will be right there if you want to reach out to him. Hey, in order to be successful in life, in business, and in network marketing, you must help others. So Peter, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, and God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, ML Nation, do you ever struggle with consistency or worried about what are you saying the wrong thing, what to say back to your prospects? Well, now you don't have to worry. Go check it out, BYOB. This is when you and I, we go together on Zoom, and I'll guide you word for word on what to say, and I guarantee you can get at least one interested prospect for your business, service, or products by the end of the session. It's a ton of fun. Go check it out at mlnation.com/BYOB.
Whew, ML Nation and Simon Chandler recap, and that was a very different show. Hope you enjoyed it. Very different. Interesting, you know, feedback. Definitely follow Peter. He's got a lot of interesting things going on there. You know, this person has been with the same company over 30 million lifetime commissions, million-dollar club earner, making seven figures a year. And I wanted to do this because it's just different way to build, right? Network marketing is the vehicle. He has his program. He had a great result. And by the way, I found out later that his friend's no longer in the business either. Crazy. Could be earning all these commissions. And that's another lesson too. Like, you know, sometimes the duds find the studs, right? Like the people, this person that is a football friend that recruited them is actually no longer in the business. But this guy is sharp. And I think he talked a lot about, a lot of the show talked about the obesity problem. I think the world really needs network marketing products. But the important thing is, in order for Peter to do that, is he's providing value. You know, I always talk about social media. Maybe you don't have the, you know, capability, you know, do these technical medical health talks that Peter has, but you could always provide some type of value. And you don't need to, you know, speak at like the, you know, the medical professional level, but you can speak in a layman's term. Your product service has something that the people out there need, right? He's providing value. He's going out there and he didn't stop. His first meeting, he shared about two people showed up. That didn't discourage him. He kept on doing it again and again and again until he spoke to 10,000 people at Anaheim Convention. Right, but you're always providing value. I think you can tell from him, he's very passionate about his system, his TDOS, his toxicity. And, you know, his script is very simple. Right, talk about the million-dollar question. He is very simple. He just asks people, how are you doing? And then normally people will ask him, how are you doing? And you can hear the excitement in his voice. It's not the words you say. He say, oh my goodness, I'm doing good. I just lost 8 pounds in 4 days. Right, I would love to share with you what I did. His excitement is no doubt people are leaning forward and want to learn more. And so sharing your product story and teaching the whole system of teaching teaching his team using the product story. Awesome stuff. And you talk about consistency as well, showing up all the time. Like he's made so much money, he's still working. And I'm serious about it. If you just want, I want to build this and just retire on an island and the beach and just drink whatever those drinks with, you know, with umbrella straws in there, right? Hey, you're not going to be successful. Everyone's successful person in network marketing, or Elon Musk, or you know, Mark Zuckerberg, the billionaires, right? Jeff Bezos, they're still working every day. Right? It's that drive, because it's not about you, it's not about the money, it's the purpose, helping others. Are you purpose-driven? You got to be purpose-driven. Thanks again for Peter. Definitely check out MLNation.com, see what he's up to, check out his books. I want to do that as well. Hey, leave us a review. Let me know whether you like this. You can reach out to me on social media. Subscribe to this. I appreciate you for listening. Hey, I'm Simon Chan. I'm loud and proud to be part of this amazing profession, having Peter make an impact on 500,000 customers, changing their lives, tackling a worldwide problem here. And through network marketing is the vehicle that allows people like him to do that. So, hey, I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. Now it's your turn to go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless.